Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:12 on this good Saints winning Monday, LSU winning Monday. Tim Temple joins us now, Commissioner of Insurance of the great state of Louisiana. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Good that the football teams won, not so good that the hurricane came through last week. Good news is that the tropics are quiet for the next 10 days, which would get us to September 26th, and every day is a win, right, at this point?
Yeah, that's right. Look, you know, we it looks quiet for the next 7 to 10 days, but I mean, as we all know, it only takes one.
That's
so
right.
we're not out of the woods yet, and we've still got a ways to go. But
it was quiet.
It was
quiet up until last week too. So yeah, just with that in mind, tell me what we know now, Tim. That in terms of insurance and claims, we didn't know before a week ago this time when the storm before the storm passed. How many people were impacted?
Yeah, Tommy. Yep, I think as we discussed last week a little bit, you know, this is looking to be more of a flood. That most of the claims it's looking like are going to be coming from flood claims, whether it's a flooded property or flooded automobiles. I'm talking with the insurance companies, and it seems that those types of claims are outpacing property damage. And I think, you know, part of that, as we discussed, is, you know, after Ida over on this side of the state, I mean, we've had hundreds of thousands of new roofs put on. And those roofs, as you would expect, a newer roof would perform better during a hurricane. And by all accounts, it did. So certainly not saying people didn't, you know, experience damage. I was down again in Houma, both Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish yesterday, visiting some of the insurance claim centers that are being stood up. And visiting with those folks and some of the claimants that are coming through there. And there are property damage claims, certainly, but by far, I think we're going to be looking at either, you know, NFIP flood claims or, you know, automobile claims.
That's everything, really, Tim, when it comes to reinsurance and everything else. Is it not that it would have been, I guess, maybe, had it been a catastrophic storm with wind and hail and storm wind and storm damage would have been something else. But the fact that this falls on the flood insurance program doesn't help with that, but it does mean a lot as far as reinsurance.
Well, it does. I mean, the reinsurance markets, this is being tagged, I think it's called a low impact event as far as to reinsurance markets. So most of the damage, if it's property, it's either going to be within people's name storm deductible or the insurance company's specific retention. So it's not going to, should not impact the reinsurance market.
Let's talk about fraud and things that people need to watch out for, Tim, please.
Yeah, look, and that's really important. I mean, and I'll tell you this, you know, when I was down, like I said, in South Louisiana yesterday, we were in one of the parking lots, I think it was a Home Depot parking lot, where one of the insurance claim centers were set up, and we passed just a line of trucks and vehicles with just handwritten signs, and not to disparage any of our neighboring states, but these were not Louisiana license plate vehicles, but, you know, handwritten signs, you know, will do drywall repair, you know, cut out. People just trying to be opportunistic, and I want to remind people, you know, just cheap is cheap. And we need to remember that. But, you know, do business with reputable Louisiana-based companies. You know, make sure that they're licensed and contracted to do business in the state first and foremost. And look, like I said, if you suspect a red flag, then there probably is one. And I would remind people, too, that, the, you know, solicitors that just come uninvited to your door, you know, be weary of those folks. You know what you need. They don't know what you need. So, you know, we've got some information on our website. We're doing public service announcements, trying to let people know that, you know, be careful of your stuff. I mean, this is your property. You know, you want to make sure and you take care of it and have someone that's doing the work take care of it.
And as you say that, I remember that I think it was during a game yesterday, I walked outside for a second and saw somebody in a Honda CR-V, of all things, with some kind of magnetic sign and a little yellow light on top that he had put on top of the car, talking about storm disaster disaster response team or something with the flashers on. It's like, what the hell? Well, where did you come from? What is all of this about? And I guess they call them storm chasers. They do kind of hit the areas no matter whether it's a hurricane, tornado, what have you, Tim.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they're opportunistic, and you know, they know that sometimes people just need to get something done or feel like they have to have damage repaired. They're, you know, not capable of doing it themselves, and you know, they fly in and they come in about as quick as the hurricane winds do. And look, as soon as when they've got your money, whether they've done the work or not, they're gone. And you know, we've got to protect the consumers and the citizens of that. And look, I need to say that, you know, the Department of Justice, Attorney General Liz Merle's folks, they're out there letting people know, you know, to look for and be aware of fraudsters. And Tommy, something else worth mentioning too is I just got over the weekend, I was told by my Department of Insurance fraud unit, there are these folks now that do this. It's called search engine optimization, and they make themselves appear to be insurance companies. Mm. You've got public adjusters, and you've got law firms, and that are out there. And on all appearances, you think you're dealing with an insurance company claim center, and you're actually dealing with either a public adjuster or a law firm or someone else that's trying to sign up people to represent them through their claims process. And look, if that's what you decide to do with eyes open, you know, then that's your decision. I think that you need to work with your insurance company first and foremost. But when people make that selection thinking that they're dealing with an insurance company and they're not, there's a problem there. And we were actually able to have Google shut down one of these websites because they were not who they were, you know, putting themselves out to be. So, you know, check and double check and verify who you're dealing with.
You know what? Maybe we can go through some of the best practices if you can, Tim, to because you don't want to, you know, I don't think anybody wants to get, no disrespect to lawyers anywhere or public adjusters anywhere involved if they don't have to, right? Wouldn't it be more efficient, cheaper for everybody if they just went directly through the insurance company? I probably just angered a lot of people. I didn't mean to do that, but I'm just trying to think of the most efficient, best way to do this.
Well, look, I don't think that should anger anybody. I mean, look, there's a time and place. You know, there are certainly times when you need, you know, if you have not been treated fairly and justly by your insurance company, if there is an adjuster that is not, doesn't think that they've represented all your damage accurately, you do have recourse there. But that shouldn't be the first step you take, because that does introduce, you know, what I call transactional friction, which is cost, additional cost. So, you know, look, insurance companies are in the business to pay claims, but when they don't, look, you know, the consumers also have an outlet with the Department of Insurance. That's part of our mission. If you're not being treated fairly, I mean, look, we get it all the time, and, you know, we can insert ourselves and find out why, we can investigate and find out why, you know, you think you're not being treated fairly, or if the company isn't treating you fairly, we can intercede on your behalf. So, like I said, you know, file your claim, you know, assess the damage, you know, verify it, document it, file it with the insurance company. And then once you start getting repair or, you know, get multiple quotes, if you've got damage, read that policy. And I know people are going to get tired of me saying that. And look, it's a complicated issue sometimes. And I do want to talk about, you'd asked last time about the name storm deductible, you know, whether one or two applies, so we can go into that.
Let me take a break, Tim, and we'll pick it up when we come back, all right? Because I got to get traffic in here, and we'll pick it up when we come back about that. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, our guest. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. And basically, if you got a contract between A and B, it's best to work it out between A and B, because if you get C involved, unless it's a benevolent organization, they're going to want some money. And at some point, Tim called it transactional friction. Somebody's got to get paid out of somewhere, and it's going to wind up costing somebody more money when, in fact, maybe it's not necessary, unless there's a problem. 821 traffic now, WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo that they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
826, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. So last week I had asked Tim about making a claim even if the amount of damage didn't come close to touching the deductible and if they kept a running total during hurricane season or not. Right, Tim? How does that work? Do you know?
Yeah, that's right. And Tommy, first, you know, I need to say, you know, last year, I think it was last November, my predecessor had put out a notice trying to help people understand that issue, because I read over it. It's very wordy, and that's one of the issues we're talking about. You know, insurance contracts. I mean, it is legalese, right? And I certainly understand how sometimes people just, you know, get overwhelmed. So we're actually going to take a crack in trying to make that a lot more clear. But generally speaking, in Louisiana, we have you were subject to one named storm deductible for the hurricane season. So if you were to have filed a claim for this one, even if it didn't exceed your deductible, any of that damage would count toward if we were to unfortunately have another event this year. So one deductible for the hurricane season.
And the devil's in the details. We're talking about year meaning hurricane season, correct?
That's correct. And look, each policy is worded a little differently, so that's why I always say read your policy. And again, all, you know, call your agent, sit down with them, have them explain it, and, you know, go over it in detail until you feel comfortable understanding how it works. But also, look, like I said, if any consumers ever have any questions, they can call the Department of Insurance, and we can sit down and walk them through that on their specific, you know, policy.
Tim, let me get the two texts here real quick, because it's from different numbers, and they came in back-to-back. One says, asking a commissioner what the cost of lawsuits was for Ida. We all pay for insurance lawsuits that were unnecessary. The next one says, too many cases where insurance companies are unfair with their insurers. How is being proactive in hiring a lawyer transactional interference? Texts from different ends of the spectrum that are truth probably somewhere in the middle. Talk about that, if you will. And I guess what you're saying is try to work it out with your insurance company without bringing in a third party. Am I putting words in your
right
mouth or not?
Yeah, look, I mean, looking at the numbers from Ida, I mean, the percentage of claims that had litigation, had attorney involvement in litigation, was way above historical. So, and that started with Laura, then Delta, Zeta, and Ida. So what the actual trend, you know, what that cost to people, I mean, that's one of the things that we're working through with the insurance industry and trying to get the attorneys that were involved in these claims too to also come forward and provide some information. So I'd love to have conversations and try and be able to give hard numbers on that. But as far as the second comment there, I like the way you phrased it before. I mean, if you can resolve your issue between parties A and B, that's better than bringing in C, because, like you said, someone's going to bear that additional burden. And if it's the insurance company, they're eventually going to pass that back on to us as consumers through premium. So, you know, try and work it out with your insurance company. But look, I've said this since I've ever been at the first time I've been asked this question. There are times when you need to hire an attorney, and you certainly should and can still in this state. But I don't think you should do it for every single claim. I don't think that's being proactive. I mean, that's an assumption of guilt almost.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate your time and your expertise. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. He's done some things to change up the insurance situation in the state. We'll see if it works. I hope it does. But he's owned it, which is to his credit. J.P. Morrell joins us when we come back. New Orleans City Council member. The Utility Committee is going to meet today to discuss the Francine response on all counts. We'll talk about that when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.